Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Oh, God bless
me. Sing to the Lord.
Thank you for the long songs in between, because there's things I got to do before I start the church service, so that really helps. Thank you. We used to do two songs, but now we only do one. And sometimes, you know, Brother Dwayne or whoever does the music, it's usually Dwayne, come up with like a one-minute song. He's like, oh, no. But email me your praises. If you have a like a one-sentence praise or something, like, yeah, just put it in the text chat. You ain't got to send it to me or Fran. Just put it in the text chat. You know, it's like if it's a one-second, like a one-sentence praise, everybody can read that with just, you know, what, 3 seconds and with their eyes. And so, but anyway, before we do any of this, let's pray before we praise. So if you can get on your knees, because we're not pagans, we don't stand up and fold our hands and look down. We kneel, raise our hands to heaven, and look up. Oh. As a matter of fact, I'll give you some Bible verses to back that one up. Whoa, almost dropped my mic. Might have to cut a new hole in this desk. Okay. Please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for blessing us with your presence today. Thank you for being with us during the study hour and letting the Holy Spirit just take complete control like you always do. And thank you also for forgiving us, cleansing us, and blessing us, and answering our prayers in the timing that is perfect, not by our fleshly thought timing. Yes, because we look at the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years. We can look at the man at the pool of Bethesda 38 years. We know the timing is perfect for a reason. It's long or short for a reason. And so thank you for giving us the faith and the trust deep within our hearts to know that certain of our prayers are going to be answered later when it's perfect for them to be answered. And so forgive us for being impatient, because patience is a virtue and it's part of the fruit of being a Christian. And so thank you for blessing us there as well. And thank you for blessing every person that's in attendance today, all over wherever we're doing it, because we're connecting in all these different ways now. It's kind of hard to keep track. And thank you for these praises, these blessings in advance, Father, because you always do amazing things. And we offer this prayer and this praise, which none of it is possible without the name we pray in. And we can't even pray in perfection to this name. We haven't even gained that perfection yet. But we're trying. And so to the best of our ability, we pray the name of our Lord, our Savior, and our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. I got a few praises here. And now let's just see. I think Brother Dwayne sent me 4 copies here. Alright, Dwayne, thanks. I'm definitely going to be checking that out. And again, I want to thank everybody. You know, there's so many of you. I'm not going to start rattling off names, because so many of you people, you send me articles. I do a lot of article surfing on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Friday, this last Friday, and what I usually like to do, especially during winter, because sun goes down so quick, I'll do a lot of the surfing Thursday evening so that I don't have a lot of work to do on Friday, because it's, you know, preparation day. There's not a lot of time to get ready with everything else I'm doing. But even with all the articles that I post, and I post a lot, and like, for example, if I was to post this up real quick, if you go to, free book out of there for a second. This is, I just did this blog yesterday about Stephen Bohr using I believe it's a Jesuit written letter, and he's acting as if it's gospel. This video will be out Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, something like that. But look at, this is just one day of me surfing. These are all articles. Every single one of these is a different article. Just one day. Okay? But I would think one-third of this, probably one-fifth, because I do a ton, probably about one-fifth of this is from your articles that you all send me. And so thank you, because some of the stuff, I can only surf so much and look at it. I mean, I've got 3 or 4 different places I go to get these articles to share what's going on in the world. But let me get back to the chat so those of you on the stream can see what we're doing here. And so, but I got a few praises I'm going to share first. And thanks again, Brother Joe, for recording this. Like you do every... He's always, you know, the backup in case I go, oh, man, like halfway through the sermon, I just realized I didn't hit the play or the record button. But Joe did. Yeah, so thanks, brother. Always thank you so much for that. But hold on. Let me just save this as an MP3 real quick. I forgot to do this. When Fran came in here, we were talking about something. So what's today? 02/06/21. And this is the study hour. Okay. So my first praise is about, like, we had, now this was the third ice storm that I saw this, because I just happened to be looking out the window early in the morning when this happened. And I wasn't even half awake yet, because I just got up. And I had to, because I usually will stop before I go into the bathroom, you know, the morning. And I, before I go into the bathroom, I'll look out the window and check out what the birds are doing. Make sure they got their little biscuit for the, you know, the woodpeckers and the other guys that like to eat that stuff. And then I, if I have to, I'll grab a binocular and look at the feeder to see if it's got enough seed in it. And, but this time we had the ice storm, right? And it had been a couple, 3 days, the ice storm was gone. But the trees were still covered. Every single solitary branch was literally encased in ice, an inch thick. And since it had been a couple, 3 days, and since the morning was a sunny morning, these things were falling all over the place. And when I looked over to this, we got three oaks sitting on the side, or maybe they're maples. I don't know. I think they're oaks sitting on the side here up along the northern side of our house. And they were just, you know, little. It's just amazing to listen to it, because the little forest in the back, when all the little pieces of ice are falling off, it sounds like glass breaking for an entire acre. It's just amazing sound, and it's just as beautiful as the sounds you get from all the little birds back there. That's why I feed them. Keep them over here. I just love going out for midday prayer, listening to the birds. But as I'm looking at this ice, the sunlight was going through it. And I knew as a kid, I used to mess with prisms because I always got into science. And I know how white light can be split. Rainbow, okay? The rainbow is an actual planetary size prism. Well, not planetary size. It's just the amount of the storm size, the rain you're looking through, the sun's behind you, the rain's in front of you, the sunlight is hitting the rain, but because raindrops are round, it's going to diffract. It's going to split the light. And so you're going to get the rainbow. And but when I was looking at the tree, there was these bright blue stuff. First of all, it looked like it was covered in diamonds. And some of the diamonds, and they were very bright, and it was hard to look at them because they were reflecting the sun, the ball of fire. So it was kind of extremely bright. But there was millions of them all over the tree. And then there was maybe a couple of 100,000 of these blue and burnished bronze and other colors that I don't recall, but the blue was my favorite, and then that burnished bronze, oh, that was just, I've never seen that, I mean, that color before. I've seen bronze burn, and, you know, right before it melts, you get that burnished. It's like, it's kind of a similar, only a little bit brighter than the tip of a cigarette when you're taking a hit. So that's like burnished bronze, and but you shouldn't be smoking, don't get me wrong. But I had to praise his name for that. That was, I took a picture, but it was useless. You know, I even went outside in the cold and took a picture. And as many pixels as this camera supposedly had, it didn't do it justice. And so the other praise is I wrote a blog entry on Monday, I think, Monday or Tuesday, about how the Seventh-day Remnant people are the chosen people. And people that believe the way we do, even though they don't claim the name SDR, they are the only ones that are going to get the loud cry, loud rain, you know, all this good stuff. And I was just praising the Lord and sharing it. And then when I woke up in the morning, the Lord reminded me, whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. I pulled the blog. I even did an audio. I was going to make a video. And I says, Father God, I'm sorry. You know, we don't need to exalt ourselves. We need to exalt Christ. And so I pulled that blog entry. I still believe we're the chosen people, obviously. Yeah, because of the fruits and the calling and the way he's got this church structured and all this and everything else. And I also wanted to praise his name that the way the you know, I don't do the streams on YouTube anymore because of I could probably do it, but I don't want to have to reconfig my streamer, which is XSplit. I don't want to have to keep on reconfiguring it every time I want to do a blog. I got to put everything back in just to make it work. And then if it doesn't, you got to start from scratch because there's a lot of times it just won't work. It'll say, oh, error there. And so praise his name. We got our own streamer. Okay, I think I praised his name last month about that. But the fact of the matter is it's working very well. Today we had a couple of glitches, but I think it was just rebooting the stream, and it worked fine after that. And so thank you for your patience, all of you that are on the stream at this point. But the nice thing about that, again, like I said earlier, is we can reboot the stream and not worry about having a new URL and having to try to get everybody to come back in because now it changed. You got to go back to the main page and try to find the stream. No, you just sit there and wait. It'll just pop right back up. You know, that's one of the beauties of having your own stream. I'll reboot the streamer. You'll sit there. Your screen will go blank. And then a couple seconds later, your screen will come back. It was just, oh, that is so, because I was, so many times I wanted to reboot the stream on YouTube, and I thought, I can't do it. You just can't do it. And then I have two techie praises. The first one, of course, is, you know, how we're constantly losing internet out here because of ice storms or whatever. And so I was talking to my son the other day, my oldest, and he brought up the idea. Well, I thought it had to be invented. I didn't know they had already invented this software or means by which to do it. But it's kind of like a clone, but it's just called a failover, where if our internet goes out here at the house, I am hopefully going to figure out how to get this all set up this week. Going to cost quite a bit of money to do this because we have to build another hard drive on the stream or the server I already have, and those hard drives are cheap, but the Lord will provide. I'm not worried about that. He's already provided it, you know. So when our internet goes down, I don't know if we can have a 5-10 second wait time or something. I think that would be wise, because like earlier during the church service, the internet went down for about 10 seconds, but then it came right back up. And so that could just be a switch flick, you know, like where they reboot radios. And that's like I have a radio here, but when I reboot my radio, it's like 90 seconds. And so, but yeah, when our site goes down, I want to praise the Lord for this, because when it goes down, I'm going to have a duplicate of the site on another server, not in my house. That won't be the permanent one, because I don't want to rely on, because when they yank us off the internet, that one's going to go bye-bye before mine in my house, because, you know. And so I want to praise the Lord for that. We're going to have that set up as well soon. And then, and I also have another praise that I talked to, this is the last techie praise. The people that run the DNS servers and stuff like that for email, remember how my email's always, and it's not just Gmail bouncing me, because Gmail and Hotmail, and I think those are the biggest culprits right there, you know, Microsoft and Google. A lot of my emails will come back saying the person doesn't exist, when that proves it's not an issue on my end. They're just plain lying, because I'll call the person on the phone, you still got your email? Yeah. And okay, well. And it won't even go in their spam folder. So it looks like I'm a jerk when someone sends a donation, let's say, and I send them a thank you, and they never get it. So they never send again, thinking he's a jerk, right? And because I never ask for donations, and so it's not like it's, you know, the constant flow, you know, of new donations, because we need what we need. But the thing is, I found the issue. They couldn't, and I praise only God for this, because I really don't know that much about email networking and servers and stuff like that. Even though I have my own email server that I built, it's very, very annoying. I hate doing it. But I found the problem. I don't want to go into details as to what it is. It was just a PTR record. It had an IP address from 10 years ago, I think. It didn't match the one I have now. And so sometimes I would send an email, and some servers will check PTR. And if it doesn't match from the website, they kick it. And that's what was happening to some of my emails. And now it's fixed. Praise the Lord. And for some reason, I don't know why this is. Maybe it was because of the election or something like that. But we went from averaging 1 to 2 million to 2 to 3 million. We are at 2.7 million just for the last month. And I praise his name for that. I don't know how he did that, but that's good. And so a lot more people are seeing the videos. And he gave me an idea the other day, because we don't stream on YouTube anymore. I'm going to take the sermons. I just started the other day, if some of you noticed, that the sermon of the loud cry, oh, no, the Latter Rain sermon, part one, I think it's going to be four or five parts, because I think next week is part four. But I'm putting them on YouTube, but without putting a bunch of graphics, because you try to edit a 45-minute sermon. It's all I could do to get a five-minute video edited, because that could take hours or a day. Like a five-minute video could take over a day, because you got to search for the graphics to put in it. I can't do a 45-minute video. It's just I ain't got the time for that. And so I just put a graphic to start it, and a graphic to ride through it, and then a graphic for the outro. And that's it, you know. But people seem to be okay with it, because that's how we did the stream anyway. We hardly did any kind of surfing like we used, like until we got to Fellowship Hour, let's say. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that. All right, now this first praise I got is from Brother Davidson, and I think he sent this like a week or two after the last. So this is 2 weeks old. So, and again, let me check my email real quick to see if anybody else. Brother Zimbe, he just sent a huge one. So, well, it's not that huge, but it is huge. And then Jerry. And I got the email, Dwayne, thanks. I got, let's see. The pandemic could continue for 7 years under current vaccination rate. Yeah. I saw something that I think, oh, it's going to take 7 years just for us to vaccinate everybody. Oh, how convenient. It's going to take them that long to kill everybody. Just look at the, so they think, the Georgia Guidestones. Yeah, that's all part of it. And Brother Clifford, I got yours, if you're hearing me. That's it. Let me check the other email address, because some people sent that. Nope, they didn't. Let me check this one. Nope. And for some reason, this one seems to be getting traffic. Nope. All right, but I do have some I'm going to read right now. Let me check to see if there's any hands up. Nope. Here, I'm going to pop. Oh, no, it doesn't update. It won't show the hands if I pop out the list. Oh, Brother Gilbert's got his hand up. All right, well, let me just share this first one from Brother Davidson. I'm going to drop the mic for Brother Gilbert there. All right, and so Davidson says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Firstly, I praise the Lord Jesus for the great hope he offers us along with his great and merciful salvation, and for keeping us alive both physically and spiritually in these times of much apostasy, lies, and false doctrines everywhere. And then secondly, I praise the Lord Jesus for giving me courage, strength, and patience for sharing his present truth and for being part of his celestial host for the proclamation of his messages through cards, books, and even from house to house. Praise the Lord. You know, isn't that something? I want to praise the Lord and stop here for a minute, because if you go to the Loud Cry page on my site, I don't think I put it on the loudcry.org site that I have, but we have over 1,000 people. Well over 1,000 now, because I haven't updated in a while, that are handing out the books, the tracks, and everything that we have to offer on the site. And and now we have more people handing out the books that, you know, the free one, you know, about the religious laws are coming. And we never asked a single person to help us. Not one person. Never asked them. So praise the Lord. And then he finishes by saying, my sincere wishes for this new year is that the Lord continue to use us all, or use all of us, his people and his humble instruments, whether in the streets, in the internet, in our houses, and also by land, sea, and air, in group or alone, so that we be more and more prepared to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, ready for the loud cry, and ready to continue always to follow him and confess his holy name in front of anyone, no matter the circumstances or consequences. To God be the glory, and God bless you all. Amen. Amen and amen. Because that needs to be heard, especially the last thing he said here in regards to the coming days. Because when he said that, it reminded me of that little Russian girl when their school was surrounded, this is like maybe 6-7 years ago, the school was surrounded by so-called terrorists. Now, by the way, the war on terrorism is the exact same thing as this COVID thing. It's all fabricated. Proof? Well, how come every single solitary politician can go to these war-torn nations with all these terrorists without once getting hit with a bullet? You know, and then Hillary getting caught saying, oh, she's diving bullets and running in, coming out of the helicopter. And then, no, she was shaking hands and smiling because they got that on film. And so, but yeah, it's no different. But this reminded me of that little Russian girl in that school where these guys surrounded the school and they all had machine guns and stuff, I guess. And they were getting in the face of the kids and yelling at them and asking them questions about Christianity or something because they wanted them to convert to Islam. And this one little girl, I don't know, 11, 12, she says, Christ has died. Christ has risen and Christ will come again. That was the last thing she ever said because they killed her and then just sprayed the classroom. And kids were jumping out of the windows to get away from the bullets, and some of them made it. But that's what that reminds me of. Are you going to have that faith, brothers and sisters, to go out there and stand up like Brother Davidson just said here, no matter the circumstance or no matter the consequence? Because that's what we're looking at soon. Sister White wasn't kidding when she said what we're coming towards, you could think it's this bad or that bad. It's going to be a lot worse than you could imagine. Okay. So, all right, let me drop the mic. Brother Gilbert is going to share. We can't hear you, Gilbert. You might want to unmute your mic there. Or did somebody mute him? Okay. I unmuted you there.
Sabbath blessings. Can anyone hear me? All right. All praise, worship, thanks, love, blessing, and respect goes to the Lord our God. We were told that the punctuation in the scriptures has been changed. It is always good to read and study on the Lord's Sabbath. I believe I was just shown in evidence that Psalm 82, verse 6, and John 10:34 have been tampered with. It says in Psalm 82, verse 6, ye are gods, which will mislead people. I'm not trying to pastor or preach. I'm sharing what happened before attending service today. I'm sharing that the Lord is good and that the Lord is keeping his promise that he will be with you always to the end of the world. Amen, amen, and amen. It says in John 10:34, ye are gods. But the problem is, it is making it sound like you are a god, and it is making it sound like the Lord Jesus is saying that you are a god in John chapter 10, verse 34. But that's not the case at all. The Lord Jesus said in John 10:29 that no man is able to take them out of my Father's hand. That is not saying you are gods as in another god. It is saying you are gods, meaning we belong to the Lord God. This is an evidence that the punctuation has been changed. I worship, praise, thanks, and love, and respect the Lord, that the Lord has shown this to me. This is not me saying I am the best at praising the Lord. This is me saying that the Lord keeps his promise that the Lord will be there unto death and beyond, death. But the Lord will keep his promises. Amen and amen and amen. I just want to say thank the Lord that he's been there. I've been on my knees asking him so many times on a number of occasions that I asked, please, Father, forgive me for this. Please forgive me for that. Please forgive me for the other. And I am so convinced of his mercy, his grace, that he will work with the one that just simply works with him. He is so quick to forgive. I just want to worship him and praise him and thank him for that. And you already know what I'm going to say. I don't care how small that blessing is that you think it is. Share it, share it, share it. Share how good your God has been with your brethren. Okay? All of us can use something good that the Lord has done for them. The Lord is no respecter of persons. It's just been so evident how good he's been. And I just want to share that. I just want to say worship, praise, thank, bless the Lord, respect him, and Just like he said, he will be with you always. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you, brother, and amen and amen and amen to that, too. Yeah, the punctuation was added long after the King James was translated. And we got proof of that just what happened with in the book of Luke where Jesus tells the thief on the cross, "Very verily I say unto thee today, thou shalt be with me in paradise." That's how it's written. But it should say, "Verily, verily I say unto thee today that thou shalt be with me in paradise." The comma's in the wrong spot. Makes it look like he's going to go to heaven that day when in fact he says, "No, I'm just telling you today, you know, that when heaven starts, you're going to be there." And so, amen. Did I mess something up when I unmuted Brother Gilbert? It's got a circle around his mic for some goofy reason. I don't know why. Let me see if I can see if I mute it. Oh, yeah, okay, if I mute it, and then if I unmute it, it makes that weird circle. Mute your mic. Gilbert, did you mute it? Because I wonder if it's going to make it look different. I don't know if you can hear me. Oh, there. Yeah, okay, but good. It's perfect now. All right, good. Yeah, I was just curious because I thought he wasn't like somebody had muted him by mistake. Okay, this next praise I got from Brother Yaswin. Okay, okay, Sister Katie's got her hand up, and so I'll read two, and then I'll drop the mic. And so Brother Yaswin says, "Sabbath blessings, Pastor Nicholas. I am Yaswin from India. I have some praises. Sabbath blessings to all dear brethren and sisters. I wanted to praise the Lord for healing me from a long-lasting cough, which I suffered for almost a year. I really wanted to thank God for providing a natural remedy through Brother Eli. The pineapple juice worked wonderfully for me to get rid of this cough. I wanted to praise Jesus for healing me from fever last week. I suffered a lot, but praise the Lord for he healed me. But this fever really let me down as some kind of what? But this fever really let me down as some kind of black magic thing went on me." That's grammar's a little messed up here, but "I really require your prayers, dear brethren, to get back in the zeal of the Lord. I want to praise the Most High for my salvation and blessings from Elohim and providing for me in the many ways to keep his commandments." Yeah, I like using the term Elohim because it's like saying Godhead, because there's more than one God mentioned in that word alone. It's a plural. The word Elohim is plural. And so anyway, I pray that God will bless you all with a wonderful and blessed Sabbath. Peace and God bless all. Brother Yaswant. Yeah, the black magic thing, I think he's from India. And there's a lot of people out there that do that kind of thing and like try to put curses on people. But brother, it doesn't work on Christians. It just can't work. They fail every time. And so it's probably you just got a bug or something. And so, but Brother Todd, his praise says, "Can you pass a praise for me in today's testimony?" Oh, yeah, okay, I shouldn't have read that part. He says, "I praise the Lord for the travel mercies. He has blessed my family through these last couple snowstorms, as my kids and myself on these soft, icy, snowy, bumpy dirt roads." And boy, yeah, when you're on a bumpy dirt road that's covered in ice, your car jostles all over the place. It'll slide into every hole it'll find because it's ice. So I know what you mean there, bro. But then he says, "I praise the Lord for my salvation, my probation, forgiveness of sin, the ability to study the scriptures daily and pray three times a day." Amen. "Praise the Lord for my health and the health of all my relations, a roof over my head, the job I work at. There is so many more, but I will close with the changing of my heart, which makes me tear up every time I see the change in my character over the last year. Praise the Lord. He is amazing. God bless church family and have a beautiful testimony Sabbath." Yeah, it's like a high Sabbath for us. How about it, brothers and sisters? Testimony Sabbath, a high Sabbath. So amen. Amen and amen. Okay, let me drop the mic. Sister Katie's got something she wants to share.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me?
Sabbath blessings.
Okay, awesome. All right, so I have a couple praises to share, as well as Joe has a couple. So I'd like to praise the Lord for my sister's health. She came to me I think it was September, maybe October, and she was concerned about her thyroid. She said that it may turn cancerous, the nodules that they found on a CT scan or MRI. And so I immediately thought of NanoSilver. So I was like, I wonder if this would help her. Joe made a gallon for her, and we sent it, and she's been taking it every day since then. And a couple weeks ago, she had a doctor's appointment to check on those nodules to see if they grew or if they shrunk or, you know, what was going on with them. And she told me that they have not grown, and there's no more additional ones. So praise the Lord for that. And keep her in prayer as well. I told her about the health message. So we know that, you know, the NanoSilver will work, but that, the change of the diet is even more important as well. So I hope that she considers that and the Holy Spirit moves her to adopt the health message. My second praise is I would like to praise the Lord for travel mercies this past week. Driving on the highway. I was literally just minutes away from being in an accident. So praise the Lord for his protection in the hedge of angels.
Okay, so I wanted to share my praises. The first one that I have is I was able to share some more truth with another coworker of mine. So we got into it about, you know, the COVID and what's going on. And socialism and where it's headed according to Bible prophecy. So this coworker of mine, he's a Christian, and he goes to church, and he does some activities for his church as well. And it was kind of amazing how this happened, because I actually sent him a book without him knowing that I sent him a book, and then I was actually able to water those seeds that were planted. So I don't know if he's read the book or not, but maybe he'll open it up now after I was able to share that with him. And then my second praise is, there was another coworker of mine, an old coworker. He used to sit across from me. I know he was a Christian because he used to talk about it as well. And then he ended up moving to another group. And just the other day, so Katie sends me these addresses that I can send the books to. And she ended up delivering to this coworker of mine that I was just talking about. So I'm able to actually send him a book now as well. So praise the Lord, and it's so amazing to see his hands move upon us like that. And those are our praises for today. Sabbath blessings, everyone. God bless.
God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, it's going to be another good testimony Sabbath. Okay, I've got one here from Brother Clifford. He says, I would like to testify about my journey with tithing and the lessons I have learned. The Bible states the following, and he's got 3 points. He says, the Almighty Father says we must test him in this. Number two, the Almighty Father says the destroyer will be bound and cannot act against you. And number three, the Almighty Father says that he will open the doors of heaven so you will not have enough place to hold all your blessings. Amen. And then he goes on to say, okay, this is his testimony in regards to those 3 points. He says, I can confess that it is 100% true that just a couple of years ago, we literally had nothing after an 8-year divorce and custody battle. It was so bad I had to separate myself, and then we had absolutely nothing, not even a car. Turning back to the or my turning back to the Almighty, and I decided to stand on His word. The first month I paid over my tithing, all the hundreds of things that always goes wrong stopped. It took about 16 months of testing to refine my intentions and my heart, so it is an adventure to follow the word of the Almighty Father. I got a car out of the blue, well kept, full maintenance, record was spotless. Thank you, Almighty Father. And he says, I also learned that you have to honor the Almighty Father with all your income. Be wise in how you spend your money. Yeah. A wise steward, the Bible calls it a wise steward. And then he says, today I see my journey as a blessing. I don't have any debt. And in this time, it is such a blessing. Yeah, amen. The Almighty Father has blessed us with a house and everything that we need to such an extent that we literally have everything in excess. I can confess that the Almighty Father is a loving Father that is kind and merciful and long-suffering. He teaches me so much about being a father by the example he gives. So I would like to say thank you, Almighty Father, creator of heaven and earth, sea and everything in it. He is the only living God. I am humbled by His love and His mercy. Kind regards, Clifford and the kids. And so, amen, 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 brother. So, Kay. And Sister Janet says she has no sound. Is she back in here? Hey, this could be an old, yeah, I think it's an old email from 1 o'clock, yeah. Let's see, Janet. Oh, she's not in the text yet. She might be, you got a lot of people on WTPR. She might be in there. So there's no way for her to get back to me unless she just emails me and says she could hear now. Okay. Brother Jerry, he says, I thank God that He gave me the strength to stand for Him just now as my family were using harsh words to me for influencing my youngest brother not to write job exams on Sabbath days. My elder brother said that if my youngest brother doesn't get a job because he won't write exams on Sabbath, then he would put all the blame on me. Boy, any way they can attack, that's how it goes. But, you know, they don't know. We're not fighting against the flesh and blood, brothers and sisters. We're fighting against the demons that control them. And so he says, I tried my best to keep calm, but I may have uttered some angry bits. Nevertheless, I thank God for giving me strength to endure ridicule and mockery. May God bless you, Pastor. Amen. May God bless you too, my brother. This reminds me of the time that we were living in the 1011-day house, and as we were going to a Sunday service, which just happened to be Easter, and we didn't really do Easter in this church in the way the world did it. And in this church, the Seventh-day Remnant Church, we don't do it at all. But I was still the Sunday keeper back then, right? And as I was coming down the stairs, one of my sisters happened to be visiting my dad because he lived underneath our home because it was a two-bedroom kitchenette, and all 10 of us lived there. And one of the bedrooms was so small. We only had two bedrooms. One of the bedrooms was so small that when you put down a queen mattress, it was wall-to-wall bed. And that's the room me and Fran had, and we gave the kids the bigger room for the bunk bed. Bunk beds, plural. And then, of course, sleeping on the couch, too. But 1011 days we were there, and then that day I come down, and one of my sisters wanted to give my daughters Easter bonnets and Easter baskets filled with these bunny things, you know, pagan stuff. And I, as gently as I could, I says, Nina, I can't. That's her name, Nina. Nanette. You know, we all have X in the family, you know, Nicolette, Nanette, Janet. All my sisters. And then it changed after that for somewhere. Or no, then you had Annette, you know. You know, I gently shared with her and everybody sitting at the kitchen table that we can't thank you so much for, you know, doing this, but we really can't accept this because it's, you know, it's not of the faith. I can't remember exactly what I said, to be honest with you. But then she got extremely angry, and so did my mother, if I recall correctly. And then at that time, my wife was coming down the stairs to leave and bring the kids into the car for the church service. And she heard me speaking. And I believe the Holy Spirit had taken a hold of me at that time, because the words that had come out were, you know, amazing to share with them and then try to get them to see what we were seeing. I think my dad eventually got it years later. I never knew about my mom, whether she was at, but Fran was telling me as she was going down, she was going to walk in from what I understand, but then she did, you know, the Holy Spirit moved her, and it was she was just bathed in it, saying what's going on is correct. And so I know what brother was, Jerry was going through in this regard, because all my siblings are Catholic, and so they have a tendency to get like that. But it was not a good memory, you know, it just reminded me of that. But the good memory was the fact that the Holy Spirit made himself very, very obvious that day for me and Fran. And that we were praising the Lord all day for that. But it blew over. Me and my sister, you know, didn't have issue with it. You know, I mean, she never brought it up again is what I mean. And so let me drop the mic. I see my sister, my wife, Frances, has something she wants to share.
Sabbath blessings again, brothers and sisters. I have a praise here from our sister Susan. And she says, this one's from her son. And she says, praise for my eldest son. He would like to praise God for allowing him to plant a seed in a coworker, as well as for protection during work. And sister says, I'd like to praise God for all of his blessings, as well as his love for my family and I. Praise the Lord, sister. And I had a short praise. I'm praising the Lord for all the books from everybody, mailing them out. I praise the Lord also for some really good responses from some of the people who we've mailed them to. I just praise the Lord that, you know, those books are going out. Okay, I'll hand the mic back to Nick.
Amen. Also praise the Lord for the work that we're doing locally too. Well, that Fran and one of my daughters are doing. That is really, and they kind of cute. It says, "Oh, I want to help you." Like, oh, we're doing it. But that's okay. Okay. Yeah, I just got another email from Brother Zimbe. Let me hit a send receive here. Oh, I just got a third from him. Okay, all right. He's asking a question. I'll share that in a minute. But I see Sister Mindy's got her hand up, and so let me share. Oh, well, I got a really quick one here from Brother Eli. He says, praise the Lord, I have preached about health to a coworker and another coworker about Sabbath versus Sunday law, the mark and the mark of the beast. So amen, my brother. See, that's one of the things I miss about work when I did my 9-to-5 before I went full-time in the ministry. I had the okay from the owner. That's what kind of confused me on that one time. They got upset with me doing it. But I had the okay. I says, well, now people know I'm a preacher. And so they're going to ask me questions. Do you mind if I just take, because I carry this little piece of paper, folded up piece of paper in my pocket, and I'll pull it out. And, you know, I set the time that I show up at my job, and then I write the time in that I have my lunch. And then but I rarely would take a lunch. I just eat on the way home. And then if someone asked me a question, I pull out the piece of paper, because they all notice that one day somebody asked me, why every time someone asks you a question, you pull out that piece of paper? I says, well, because I'm clocking out. I'm not going to let my boss pay me for something he didn't hire me to do. And my boss was okay with it. I mean, this guy was amazing. Sharing with that's the part I miss, sharing with the coworkers. Or even the tenants, because I was actually remodeling some apartment complexes and managing them at the same time. So I was the only one doing it. So it took forever to get done. And so everybody knew me, first name basis, all 9 yards. And boy, did they ask questions. And yep, they also saw me pull out the piece of paper. That was a different company. I was working for two companies for a while there. And anyway, let me share this from Brother Zimbe, and then Sister Mindy will be next, unless somebody else emails me. And Zimbe said, well, here, let me pop it out so that I can make it easier to read so it's bigger. Okay. Seven blessings to all dear brothers and sisters. But I also want to praise the Lord that I think we found a way to get money to Uganda. I just think we found a way. And so just looking at Zimbi's name reminds me of that. Because anyway, he goes, I thank our God for the amazing way he loves us all. God is indeed a merciful Father. Each day that goes by, he reveals to me things to me that need a cleansing. Wow. What he's saying here is exactly what Fran said a couple of minutes ago while she was in the office and we were talking about this. We mentioned this a lot. He goes, the Lord reveals to me that need a cleansing with the blood of the Lamb. You know, like constant correcting our walk kind of a thing is what he's doing the same thing to all of his brother. Praise the Lord. And he says, and I thank him for the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. Those who truly have a personal relationship truly understand what I mean when I say thanks be to God for the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he goes on to say that he has chastised me lately, and I thank him for the gentle and loving way he deals with us. I mean, he deals with each of us as if thou art the only child he has. That's how he worded it, right? Really nice. And he says, I also thank him for the blessing of repentance and forgiveness for my past transgressions. For that, I do thank him mightily. Lately, the Lord has moved me to get out of the education system of my country, and the Lord has proven to me many times that the system is all false and glorifies man and not God. For example, I teach biology, and evolution is one of the topics that I am supposed to teach. In the school where I am, I explained to the director of studies that I will not be teaching this topic and explained to him why, but he was not happy with what I told him, without mentioning the many evils done in the schools. All sorts of things, such as teaching global warming as if it's actual science, to teaching that people do go to heaven or hell immediately after they die. All I have seen is nothing but popish system, a popish system of mind control in garnering souls for the last deception, you know, the great deception, you know, the mark and all that stuff. To be honest, I have had a good time teaching the 12 children as I have had a wonderful time to tell them about Jesus, that now some of my former students are now my brothers in the Lord. One still calls me teacher because that's what they are trained to call us. But I told them to call me brother, for one is our teacher, that is Christ. Amen. To be honest, I don't even know where I'm going. But I have made this decision because it pleases my Father to do so. And I know that he has made a way for me, though I may not see it. I want to go into agriculture, and I may join some brethren on some farm. But at the moment, I am still waiting for my students who are finishing a level in their education, and they need me to be there as I have to prepare their biology and chemistry practical examinations. I don't want to leave them in the air without anyone to help them during that time when they need me. And I would assume the people on the farm are like-minded brethren, because otherwise it would be very dangerous. So anyway, Satan is trying to do all he can to see that he maintains me in the system that recently I got an opportunity to do some work still in the education system. But I thank God for giving me the strength to say no. Brothers and sisters, if you are doing any kind of work that doesn't glorify your Heavenly Father, you need to take a leap of faith and step aside from doing the will of Satan to doing what is right. Recently, I was fired from one school because of a student who converted from Catholicism. But I thank God for that, in that he has taught me, and still does, to trust in him and not rely upon the job, as that would be an idol, making an idol for oneself. Amen. I thank God for this church family, and I do pray that we all make it home and meet on those golden streets of New Jerusalem. I don't know your faces, but I am certain that I will know you even as I am known. Yep, that's what the Bible says. Amen, brother. And then God bless you, family. Stay strong and of good courage. In Christ I remain Zimbi. And I am a brother, not a sister. Sometimes you forget. No, I've never called you a sister. I can remember. Maybe you're thinking of somebody else, bro. But that's okay, sister. No, I don't remember him calling him sister. Maybe it's like a slip of the tongue or something, but and he does put a bunch of ha 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 ha's at the end of it. because I have asked, like I think the first time I contacted him, I may have said something to the effect, you know, forgive me for asking, but is Zimbi male or female in nature? Because I have to do that sometimes. We get people, you know, contacting me from all over the planet, and some of these names I've never seen before. I don't know the gender of them. And in a world where the gender is 100 different, did you hear that one professor, 100 different genders? You got to be kidding me. And the second email he sent, it was just one sentence. He says, I also thank God for removing a Goliath of fear of sharing the truth from my way. Amen. I echo that, because the first time I got on the pulpit, I had a Goliath of fear of saying the wrong thing and a Goliath of fear of stage fright. And so, and he says he wants to be giving out the books. See, that might be difficult because your country never seems to get what we send. That's why we're doing this stuff through an online kind of means that we can help them out financially. I think we do. We have a copy of the book Religious Laws online. I know I got all my books online. As a matter of fact, I just got a whole new box of People Get Readies and Bogus Bibles. But and Steps to Christ will be, well, no, never mind. Don't quote me on that. I only going to have a few Steps to Christ coming here. They're just for our local use. Do we have, well, if we don't have a PDF of that book, someone get it to me. I think Sean would be the last one to have it. I think he's the one who works the PDFs. If I can lock it, then it'll be okay with it. If I can, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think we have an online copy either, but I can get it to Zimbe, and if we can figure out the way to get that money to him, then yeah, then we'll just do it that way. He'll print it where he lives, right? I'm sure he'll email me back and says, oh, wait, that's good. So I think he's listening now, and because he just usually does. So let me just say, oh, Samuel Murray just sent two praises too. And then, and he did the same thing Zimbi did, you know, a long phrase and then a sentence on the second email. Okay, so let me drop the mic. Sister Mindy's got something she wants to share now.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. I don't know if you guys feel this way, but it seems like just like the other day we had testimony Sabbath. It's like these days and these weeks and these months are going by so fast. I don't know if you guys feel that way too. But I praise the Lord for that, because that just means the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back very soon. So I have several praises. I just praise the Lord that I have several praises too. The first one is I want to praise the Lord for my salvation. And, of course, the joy of my salvation. I praise the Lord for my beloved church family. And I praise the Lord for all the filthy rags he's strengthened me to remove this far, and all the filthy rags he's going to continue to strengthen me to remove until I become white as snow. And I praise the Lord for that. And I praise the Lord for waking me up years ago. I don't know if many of you have heard me tell this, but back in 2008, I wasn't walking with the Lord. I had strayed away. I was like a lost sheep. And the Lord came and found me. And I woke up one morning and I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me in a clear and distinct voice. And he said, get ready. Jesus is coming. And man, did I fall on my knees and I just started bawling. It was a wake up call. And ever since then, he started me to, I always been amazed with Bible prophecy and the book of Revelation, and he just gave me a zeal to just study Bible prophecy. And I praise the Lord that he called me out of my apostate church years ago after that. And then I found Pastor Nick's videos on YouTube, and he brought me to this church, and I praise the Lord for guiding me to this church. And I want to praise the Lord also. I recently interviewed for a job. It's a part-time job, and I was hired. I started actually yesterday, and I'm going to be working at Goodwill, one of my favorite stores, and they had no problem with me having the Sabbath off. I have to work on Sunday, which that's fine. But it's hard to get used to because I've always had a desk job sitting. This job, I stand and I sort through the clothes that come in through donations, and I sort out, you know, the good clothes from the bad clothes, and I tag them with the price tags, and I have to get so many clothes on a rack per hour. So, of course, yesterday I'm just learning, and I was kind of slow at it, but I know the Lord will help me get faster at it. And I have some ladies that stand on the sides of me, and we're able to, you know, talk a little bit as we're working. So I know the Lord placed me there, so I'll be able to share the truth with these ladies, and I praise the Lord for that. But it is a part-time job. It'll just help us make ends meet, and I praise the Lord for blessing me with the job. And it's 8 minutes from my house. Praise the Lord for that as well. I don't have to travel too far to work. So I want to thank the Lord for that. And then I also want to thank the Lord. The enemy attacked me big time last week. I think it was last week. I got hacked through my email. We have our internet through Cox, COX, and my email, through Cox. Somebody was able to hack in through that, and they got into my PayPal and my eBay account, and they bought like $1,000 worth of items, wiped out my PayPal account, and I was just, needless to say, I was freaking out. I was like, what? What's going on? And so I contacted PayPal right away, and they investigated it, and of course they found that it was unauthorized purchases. And I praise the Lord that they were able to refund me all that money, because whatever I didn't have into my, you know, with all those purchases, I didn't have that much to cover in my PayPal, so it would take it out of my bank. So PayPal was able to put all that money back into my bank, all the funds that were going to be taken out. So I praise the Lord that was straightened out. But then they also hacked into my Amazon account. They changed my phone number and my password. So I had to contact Amazon, and they said they just deleted my account. And they said to set up a new account. And then they tried to get into my bank account. There were like 3 security alerts that they tried different passwords trying to get into my bank account. And I praise the Lord that they weren't able to get into my bank account. So it just, oh my goodness, it was just crazy. I've never had anything like that happen before. And my husband also a while back got hacked through his email. And so he had to change all his passwords and everything. So I had to go in and change passwords and all of that. But and then the crazy thing is these sellers that this person bought all these items from on eBay, I contacted, there's 3 different sellers, and I contacted them all and said, hey, cancel all these orders. They were unauthorized purchases. And nobody ever responded back to me, these 3 sellers, and they didn't have very much feedback. One has a -1 feedback. So that kind of put some red flags on these sellers. And so then all these shipments were starting saying that all these items were getting shipped. I'm like, oh, great, I'm going to get all these items that I didn't purchase through FedEx. And so I called FedEx, and they said that they verified that where these packages were going, because they said that the packages were delivered, but I never got them. So FedEx said, well, the person is in the same city, the same state, the same zip code, but they changed the address and the name where the packages were going. So I thought that was kind of weird how they were able to do that through my eBay. But and when I checked out the order detail on eBay, it said that they were shipping to me. So I don't know how this hacker did this, but they had some kind of system going. So I just praise the Lord that everything got worked out on that, because that was pretty scary. So just let you know that the enemy is not giving up. He's going to constantly attack us, and I just prayed, and the Lord help things get resolved, and I praise the Lord for that. And then I also want to praise the Lord. Brother Joe and Sister Katie and I, we have kind of a system in getting books out to addresses. So when people buy things on my eBay, I save the, because I get a confirmation like of their address and their name and everything with the label. So those address just to send out books. So I just praise the Lord that we have a little system going here. And so I just want to praise the Lord for that as well. And I just love you guys and praise the Lord today. Give him all your praises and have a blessed Sabbath, everyone. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You got it all figured out. I'm surprised PayPal gave that money back. But praise the Lord. He's a lot more powerful than PayPal. Looks like we got a glitch going on the stream again. Is right when you were talking too, so it could be on my end that the you lost sound for a little bit there, Sister Mindy, for like 5 seconds. That was about it. And it's slowly but surely coming back on the stream, but it's just spinning. Nope, keeps. I'm gonna reboot the stream again just for the sake of doing it because it's a lot better doing it that way than waiting for it to make up its own mind. Okay, so it should be up soon here. Let me go to children's story and go back to that and go to SDR chat. There it goes. Okay. All right. There's quite a few people still coming back in. They're coming in. It's automatic coming in, so it'll take a few moments. But anyway, I got a praise here from Brother Samuel, you know, our UK brother. You guys saw the video. I don't know if I played the video in the room or something, or I think I did, of Samuel preaching on a soapbox out there in London. I don't know if they call it soapboxes, but it looks like he was on a box standing on it preaching. But he says, I thank him. Wait. Okay. First sentence says, I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the peace I have in Jesus. I have many, many unspoken praises, but I've picked out a few to share with you guys. I praise the Lord for moving me to preach in Camden Town here in London this past month. I'll continue to visit this area and share the present truth. It's an area known for criminality, drugs, and stabbings, but I'm seeing it as a great potential field of labor. I thank you for providing me with the means to do what I want to do with my YouTube channel, filming interactions on the street, as well as when I'm street preaching and editing and posting the videos on there for all the brethren to watch and prayerfully. Many lost souls will see these interactions and street sermons and be blessed as well. I don't know if he's here right now, but you might want to, like I said in the video or in the email, ask them for permission to use their face on YouTube. If not, you could fuzz it out, but because it's easier. In other words, people won't watch it if the camera's pointing to the ground or somewhere. They don't want to just listen. So it'll work out better that way. But anyway, he goes on to say, I praise the Lord that more and more people are starting to open up their Bibles here in London. Today there was 70 people in our little online church gathering. And after the study, me, Brother Gideon, and Brother Gabriel joined a Zoom meeting with two guys that came out of the Sunday Keeping Churches and are keeping the Sabbath, but they didn't know about Antichrist or the Mark. We took over the Bible study and a fantastic presentation of the truth about hellfire and the Antichrist was made. Their names are David, James, Jesse, and Dave. No, Daniel, James, Jesse, and Dave. Last night when I was preaching in Camden, this lady came up to me shouting and was begging me to stop. I got to talking to her and found out her brother had just passed away. I explained to her I was coming from a place of love, and I opened up the prophecies of the Antichrist and the Mark to her and linked it to the current fake virus and pandemic, as well as the poisonous vaccines. She left about 15 minutes later. She left, and about 15 minutes later, she came back with her boyfriend. She apologized for telling me to stop and said she sees where I am coming from. Her boyfriend asked me when the Sunday laws are coming, and I told him within the next 5 to 6 years. And he said, you know, we might very well look back at this conversation in 5 years and remember Samuel was right. They thanked me for telling them the truth. Yesterday, I was talking in the street to this guy called John. I could discern he had some black Hebrew Israelite beliefs, and it came up that he believed that Israel never loses their favored nation status, and he had never seen anywhere in Scripture to declare otherwise, that he doesn't read his Bible. I've got dozens of statements, Old and New Testament. Anyway, he says, I immediately thought of the parable of the husbandman, but I couldn't remember where it was, and my phone had no data or Wi-Fi to look it up, so I sent up a quick prayer and opened up my Bible, and in less than 10 seconds, boom, there was the parable of the husbandman, Matthew 21. Yeah. And so the Lord also brought to my memory the prophecy in Daniel regarding Israel. Finally, there is a group of Christians, and he puts them in quotation marks, saying it may not be real Christians. He says, apparently 50 of them that are also going about preaching in London right now, and yesterday a group of about 10 of them were coming against me to stop me from doing the work on Camden. Apparently I am evil for declaring there is no eternal hellfire, Ellen White is a prophet, and Jesus is the Archangel Michael. The funny thing is, one of the main guys said that he couldn't deny that God was with me, as it was clear from my preaching and the crowds that would gather to hear me preach. All glory to God. Amen. One of the ladies who was part of this group called Edna spoke to me whilst the rest of them were denouncing me as a heretic, and she took my number and told her to text her everything I know, so keep her in prayer. I also want to praise the Lord for the very strong hedge of angels he has around me. Amen. And then he shares Genesis 35:5 that says, and they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. God bless you all, dear brethren. Let's take the battle to the enemy, just as David ran toward Goliath. Amen. That's a good way to close it. Amen and amen. Oh, Sister Mindy, you got another praise? I just noticed her hand's up again, or did she forget to put her hand down? Let's see. Let me drop the mic for her. Oh, no, she put it down. Okay, thanks, Sister. Oh, and Samuel puts up one last email. He says, I praise the Lord at Brother Tayo up in Yorkshire, joined our SDR London online church today. Hey, all right, amen, praise the Lord. And Tayo, he's here with us now, I'm pretty sure. At least he was earlier, because him and I had a couple of PMs. And so, amen. All right. Oh, and Zimbe is listening. He sent me an email. Of course I'm listening, or of course I am, bro. And it'll be a wonderful idea to print the books in Uganda. Just can't wait to do this work for my God. Amen, brother. Okay, let me check my email again here. Oh, man, these headphones. When you wear them as long as I'm wearing them, it starts to squish the head. My ears hurt. Or the flat part of the ears hurt. The ear flaps, I guess you would call them. I don't know. You know, the pieces that look like apricots, dried apricots. Anyway, I got an email from Brother Darren. Yeah, Darren. He's got a few. I think it's three praises in here. Yep, three of them. He says, hello, Brother Nick. Sabbath blessings, brother. I have a few praises to share with everyone. Praise number one. I want to thank the Lord that after 6 to 7 months of searching and signing applications, I finally had a company contact me last week regarding a remote role. Boy, a lot of companies are like my son Nicholas, you know. He works from home and has been for a long time, even before the pandemic. It's just how people are heading that direction. But you can do that kind of work at home, though, too. So, anyway, he says, funny thing, I filled out the application for the role the day before, and they contacted me the same day after when I would be available for an interview, or asked when I would be, you know, available for an interview. But the best thing about the role, brother, was I found it amazing about the role of it's an IT admin role. Oh, that's not ground floor. it was the hiring manager who is the lead of the department I may be working for said, when I explained to them that I celebrate Sabbath every week on Friday to Saturday evenings, he said that he will work with me about the time regarding working on Friday evenings. But I also said that I do not have, to work weekends. Also, there are no on-call shifts either at this company. Well, that ain't good. If it's an IT company, you can't get anybody until Monday morning, and I have dealt with companies like that. But no one. Continuing, he says, which wowed me because I never seen or heard of an IT admin role, and on top of it, that is a remote role at that, which offered no on-call shifts or weekend work, which I always end up having to argue about Friday evenings and Saturdays off for Sabbath. Please, brother, pray that I get this job. Yes, I will add this to the prayer list. This would really help with being able to move into a role where I can literally work from anywhere, as well as having more time to witness instead of having to drive an hour and a half, both back and forth every day. Amen. Praise number two. I want to thank the Lord for all the people who are listening and accepting the documentation I emailed to them. This has been the best years I have had regarding witnessing, though it's ironic, and it's because I am showing them unequivocally that the politicians and the whatever that means, are just repeating the same incidents as the SARS pandemics before 1913, swine flu in 1976, influenza in 2009, and similar to the Ebola virus just 6 years ago, and now SARS-CoV-19, you know, SARS-CoV-2, whatever, which is happening now. Just by explaining things in that order alone, I have been able to speak with them regarding Bible prophecy. Amen. Which is awesome. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then praise number three. I also want to thank the Lord for having to find an awesome sister in Christ. Remember the sisters I was having Bible studies with who lives in the Philippines? One of them is named Sarah, not a real name. Recently has been having problems or troubles with her family. But praise God, after speaking with Brother Alvin this week, we are working with her, and just this morning she mentioned Brother Alvin's mother-in-law, Mary, not her real name either, reached out to her and spoke to her about her experiences and how she found God, and sent to her a lesson, one of the last day Bible studies from this church. She reached out to me this morning and told me she had already finished lesson one and was working on lesson two. I said, awesome. She said, she sent you lesson two as well. Oh, to her, yeah. And she said, no, you sent me lesson one to three a while ago. And just like you told me before, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses shall the truth be established. So Sarah told me that since this is the second time someone sent her the studies and she said she knows it's time to work on them. So she does, I guess. And so he goes on to say that she even said that doing the studies was so easy to learn and understand it. The Bible, she said that the first two lessons answered questions she had for years regarding the Bible. Please pray the Lord will continue to work with her and that the brothers and sisters will help her dealing with her many family problems. And then he finishes by saying, the Lord's hand is really moving, brother. Sabbath blessings. God bless. Regards, Brother Darren. Amen, amen, and amen. And so, yeah, we'll keep the job thing in prayer, and then we'll keep this young girl in prayer too, that she's blessed when she's doing the studies. Thank you, Lord. And so, amen. I'll just put that in my prayer list right there. Okie dokie. Okay, let me just check my email one more time. Oh, I got to see Brother Sean's got his hand up. All right. And I just got a testimony from Brother Alvin, so let me drop the mic for Brother Sean.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Can you guys hear me? All right. First, I want to praise the Lord for Testimony Sabbath and just for Sabbath in general. I also want to praise the Lord for continuing to help me grow. I've noticed, especially after this most recent communion, that I have had smooth sailing and overcoming some of the issues that were starting to crop up and that I was starting to deal with in my walk, Satan attempting and fighting and trying to drive me backwards. So I want to praise the Lord for the communion and that, you know, wiping out all of that worldliness and all that, you know, dustiness that gets upon our walk, that the Lord takes that off and clears that away from us, and that we continue to grow. I also want to praise the Lord for the continuing, the work going forward, praising Him for for the work that's going forward, for the books that are continuing to go forward. I also want to praise the Lord for there was an order that was necessary for the work that said it was going to take a week for both parts to get here. And it took one day for half of it to get here, which continued to allow it to go forward. And so I want to praise the Lord for that. Just continuing to praise Him for His hand, continuing to move in all of our lives and in the actions that we continue to take as a church body. I also want to read, I don't think anybody has done, as far as I have more, she only sent them to me. Sister Vera has a few short, very short praises. But she says, Sabbath blessings, beloved brethren. I want to praise Jesus for all the Mark of the Beast tracked opportunities all this past month, and even one opportunity of personally speaking to the person regarding the Mark of the Beast tracked before handing it to them. So amen. Praise the Lord for that. Something I definitely recommend, especially if you're going to hand out the little ones. Always, yeah, do the best you can to also speak with these individuals. And she says, also, I want to praise Jesus for the opportunity to share the truth regarding the state of the dead on my cousin's funeral post on Facebook. Please pray for my precious relatives that lost this precious soul, and that they will come to the truth of the state of the dead and the rest of the present truth before it's too late. She says, God bless and have a good rest of the Sabbath. Servant of Christ, Sister Vera. And with that, I will say Sabbath blessings, and I will put down the mic.
Okay, amen, praise the Lord. You forgot to put your hand down. All right, I got another praise here from Brother Alvin. Let me check my email again, see if anybody else. Oh, yep. I don't know. I'll check that in a minute. This is from Brother Alvin and family. It says, Dear Brother Nick, happy Sabbath to all. Here is our testimony and praise. I would like to praise the Lord for the salvation, good health, protection, and supplying of all our needs materially and spiritually every day, most especially by calling us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Amen. And he says, I want to thank the Lord that our brethren in Manila are consistent in progress with the present truth, and we are also thankful that Brother Mel was able to join us for the two Sabbaths already. The brethren were very happy to have him in our online worship. In fact, they actually tried their best to speak in English as they share their praises and testimonies in order for Brother Mel to understand them. Although they are acquainted with Brother Warren, who often comes to greet them, or often came to greet them, it's really a blessing for us and for the brethren in Manila to meet like-minded brothers from other places. If possible, they are looking forward to have them every Sabbath. Another thing that we want to praise the Lord is for the precious soul from Siargao or something, whom Brother Darren referred to us, and the precious soul from, and she is now in touch with us and started to answer the Bible study lesson number one. In addition, another precious soul is, as a matter of fact, now that we no longer, in other words, when I get emails from people from the Philippines, as I may have a couple backed up, it's good to know. I'll just send them to you, Brother Alvin. I'll just do that. Okay. So anyway, he goes on to say that in addition, another precious soul has come to us through Sister Katie, which she referred also to me, and we are now sharing through email. Hopefully all the seeds that have been planted to them will bear good fruits in due time by God's grace. I was also able to share our faith to one of the sister's friends this week and gave her the Ten Commandment track and booklet, People Get Ready. Lastly, we are thankful that God guided our family in passing out tracts this week. My wife and I are so happy that we can show our kids at their young age how blessed we are knowing the truth and sharing this to others so others will also be saved. Glory be to our God, and bless us all. Yours in Christ, Alvin, and family. Amen. Amen and amen. You see this one here is... he goes, this is from Brother Clifford and the kids. Just letting you know, we just got a load shedding. I have no idea what that means. But then he goes on to say that no electricity for 2.5 hours minimum happens a lot here in South Africa. Oh, so load shedding means you can only use the, I thought it would be sharing, load sharing, but I don't know. But he says, just wanted to say before everything dies here in deep Africa, stay strong, and I miss all my brothers and sisters. Such a blessing. Oh, wow. Let's keep our brother. I'm putting this on the prayer list, too. They're just destroying economies everywhere. To make it easy, they're trying to kill off everybody. I mean, the Georgia Guidestones things. It's what they're trying, but, you know, they're not going to be successful, obviously. Satan's trying to kill off those that would preach. Let me check my email again. Has anybody else got any other praise? Let me check. I don't have any PMs. So this could be a kind of a short one. Well, not really. It's about an hour and a half. But I think two testimonies ago, we had one that was over 3 hours, I think. It was amazing. Oh, okay, thanks. Brother Gorin just put a definition to the load shedding. It means it's an action to reduce the load on something, especially the interruption of an electrical supply to avoid excessive load on the generating plant. That reminds me of like when we, like on a hot day in the summer, if you're in a big city, the city will tell you, don't put your air conditioning on when you're not at home at work, and you know, because they'll have blackouts every now and then because it's just overloading the circuit, just too many people on air conditioners. So, amen, Brother Joe. Anything hardcover, basically, yep. Sister White did not write her book, you know, she didn't publish her books in hardcovers. Someone else did that, which means... not going to be trustworthy. That's why I yanked all those testimonies off the site a couple, 3 days ago. Sister Nancy let me in on it. Let's see, what's Sister Fran? Is this an old? Oh, okay. Okay, I'll take it. Yeah, just don't send any PMs to Fran. She's the dog is going. Look, it's either I go outside or right here in the living room. And so, yeah, she's taking that dog out. She's sitting there whining and probably whining and groaning. Please, I gotta go. That's too bad. We got to get a chain link fence just to let her out and do what she's got to do, and then just tell everybody, look, everything inside the fence is not safe to walk. Dogs will be dogs. All right, so. And green hardcovers, so they are edited too. Well, no, the difference with those green books, Brother Anthony, is those are photocopies of the Review and Heralds. I actually was given a whole set of them. I think we got the whole set back in the house now. But I do not like the way they put the newsletters in there. And what I mean is, like, you're reading one, and then you turn the page, and it's like 3 years later or something. You got to go nuts trying to find it. They just threw them in there haphazard. They didn't even bother paginating it. They, you know, they didn't even bother looking at, okay, this one's talking on this specific date, so the next one has to be here. Then the next one, no, they didn't. They just threw them in there any old way they wanted to. And it's in six different volumes, if I recall correctly. And they're huge books. They're, you know, 11 by 17 thing. My first major track, the Mark of the Beast track, was done on 11 by 17. And then I put an insert of 11 by 7, 8.5 by 11 inside it because it was so much information to put in there. And 11 by 17, when you print it out and fold it, it's like four pieces of 8.5 by 11. It's just like a regular sheet of paper. And that's why I bought that specific printer. But I haven't done that and used that in many, many years. And so I gave that printer away. So, but that was years ago. I think two or three years ago I gave it away. So, okay, let me see. Are there any more PMs? If not, those were from the. I have no idea, Brother Anthony, what the date is when they put them all together. But we have them in the other room somewhere, and the Lord just blessed us with a couple of cabinets to where now we could put. Now I'll have some walking room in my office. It's just, you know, all the edges of the walls in here are just covered with books that we give out and stuff, and other things. And so, but the bad thing is when we got the two cabinets. We put, you know, Fran put the first one together, and we were getting ready to put the second one together. And six or seven pieces are broken in half, and so now we got to wait. Probably won't get here till Monday, the replacement parts, even though they're coming from Ohio. They should have been here yesterday. But we're in no big hurry, you know. We still got 9 years. Well, actually, two or three, let's say. You know, for us to get out there and really do the work is, I know eventually doing it from a computer is going to be impossible when they knock us offline. And so, yeah, it's when I buy new shoes, I hit the street. So, we got some music because I don't think we, let me just check my email one last time. Okay, you know, you just love spam. That's why I change my email addresses on certain things. That's one of the beauties of having your own email server. You can make your email any way you want. Okay. Yeah, I didn't get any, and so I don't have any PMs. And, all right. So if we have some music, we'll pray. Oh, wait, brother. Dwayne's going to do, I guess he's going to do the music. So, all right, let me droppeth the miceth.
I love how I feel that I feel.
To close in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for blessing us with your presence. Thank you for all these answered prayers, all these praises that were declared, that will be continued being declared all until we're totally knocked offline, because they go on the radio after this, the pre-recorded area. Thank you so much, Father, for the way you care for your children, better than any father on earth. The most loving father on earth can't even be compared to your love. Not to take away from the love of the Father down here too, though. You know, we have Christian fathers down here. And so thank you, Father, for blessing each and every one of us the last 30 days the way you have, and the last 30 years. And the next 30 days, and the next 30 years, well, we're probably upwards of 9. But then when we get home for all eternity, thank you so much for that. And thank you for blessing the remainder of this Sabbath day for everyone involved here and everyone that have been present. And thank you for blessing us with your presence when the 4 o'clock and the 5 o'clock hour come, to where more of your precious truth is declared unto the people. We love you, Father. Thank you for loving us first. And we offer this prayer, this praise unto you, all these praises, in the name of your Son, our Savior, and our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.